The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Breaking up is hard to do. It's even harder when it's with a subscription. Good morning.
Oh.
It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, and yes, it is tough, Dana. It is tough, especially when they lure you in like a toxic ex. I'm currently trying to break up with Home Glow. It's a cleaning service app that it lured me in really good because it said clean your whole place for $19.99.
Oh.
What?
$19.99. Yeah. I know that's a scam.
I was like, what, dude? I double checked it, triple checked it. I should have quadruple checked it because I am in a very grueling and daunting 6-month contract with them. It honestly feels like a gym membership from 2015. Like, I just can't break up with them.
But if it's $19.99, what's the problem? That's great.
You have to pay a $59.99 monthly fee to keep $59.99 a month to get that $19.99.
So you got to pay $60 a month to get the $19.99, yeah. And then I'm sure you have to pay for them to show up as well, right?
Oh, well, yeah, and then it's like an extra hour on top of that. So yeah, and then you have to tip people too. So it pretty much like comes out the same as like
you should have called.
It's like $125 no matter what.
You should have called a senora like I do. What are you doing, Anthony? You should have told. I could have given you a name.
Yeah, last time I miss my old guy, Matt. He was this flamboyant man who was on a lot of prescribed Adderall, as he would tell me. And
he cleaned fast, huh?
He was the best. Shout out to him. But yeah, dude, I feel like I'm signed up with I sold my soul or something.
How come you can't get out of it? What is the deal?
I didn't know it was like a 6. I didn't read that much of the fine print.
Oh,
who does? Nobody does.
It's a 6-month agreement, and if I try to break it, I have to pay up to like $300 to break it.
Mm.
Which means you could have had your house cleaned twice. That's what I can say. Gosh, I understand what you're saying because I have a lot of things like on auto delivery because they'll say if you sign up for a subscription,
the amount of face scrub we have is unreal.
Do you use it?
Yeah,
does your skin look luxurious and line free?
At this point, we could start our own little store. We have so much extra stuff that we could just put it out there and you could sell it.
Well, I know because if I do it on subscription, instead of something costing like $30, it'll be $22. So I'm like, all right, you know, I'm saving $8.
Doesn't work out if you got 5 of them. And you're only using one at a time.
So what I do is I will make sure that the subscription, I'll stop it, I'll postpone it, right? But if I miss it, yes, we do get a few more. For instance, I have our cat filters on subscription. And I was like, why do we have 200 cat filters?
What are cat filters?
The filters for the little spout.
Oh.
Remember, you're like, why do we have all these?
All those water filters? Yes. If the apocalypse happens, guess what? We're going to have clean cat water. That's what we're going to have.
If the apocalypse happens, I'm still going to be paying Home Glow.
Exactly. All right. What do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
It is National Take Your Kids to Work Day.
Oh, that's always so fun, unless you're the one without kids.
My dad used to take me to work all the time and never used to pay me.
That's child labor. That's not Take Your Kid to Work Day, Otto. That's child labor. But you know what I'm talking about, right? The office where everybody brings their kids because we get to save on child care. Mm-hmm. And then there's the people without kids, and they're like, gosh, all these kids are running around.
Dude. And then it smells all over like feet and like a McDonald's playground. It's gross.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I want to tell you about Texas A&M wide receiver Casey Concepcion. I believe he is a role model. Casey is an NFL prospect, but it's his speech that is really garnering him a lot of attention. He has a lifelong stutter. His father has had a lifelong stutter, so it is hereditary. There aren't a lot of details as to what his diagnosis is, but what used to embarrass him, now he finds empowering. Take a listen to Casey Concepcion.
My meeting with the Bills, it went really well. I'm actually from, I was actually born in New York, in a rock, 585, I moved out of Charlotte, when I was about 5. That is, Bills is actually my dad's favorite team.
He's a Buffalo Bills prospect. He was at an NFL conference. He was being asked questions. He has no problem whatsoever answering anything. And he has come to the realization that his stutter does not define his intelligence. Now, when he was little, he got made fun of constantly in class and he didn't like to speak or even outside of class. And then he realized, hey, I'm a smart guy. Who cares what other people think? I think that is so commendable. to come to that realization, you know,
I mean, to have that message of confidence. I think obviously sports helped to build that confidence and gave him probably the confidence to say, I don't care anymore. But yeah, for him to go out there and say this, and you're going to have some kid who has a stutter hear this, and they're going to be like, you know what? It's okay that I'm like that, is a great thing.
Or how about not even a stutter, Otto? How about just a fear of speaking in public because of what other people are going to think about you?
I grew up with dyslexia, and I was in a lot of dyslexia classes growing up. And so it was a big deal to me. I hated to read in front of class. I hated to speak in front of the class. It gave me a hang up. But because of DJing and just having to be in front of people and eventually having to speak on the mic, I got over it. If you face your fears, you can get over it. And that's what this guy's proving.
Otto.
You can get over it.
You can. But I remember, Anthony, I don't know if you knew, because you've been a stand-up comedian, Ant, for a while, right? You've always stood in front of people. When it comes to, I don't know about your history, but I know since I've known you, you've been confident, able to speak in public. Otto, when we first met, didn't like to get on the mic on the radio or even like at an appearance. But he would say stuff off of mic that my former boss was like, we got to get this guy on the radio. Because, you know, and finally he came around and now he has no fear.
It only took like 4 years for me to talk radio. But I came around eventually. Good thing I was a DJ, though. That's what got me in the
real
door.
I mean, the real irony is once you get to know Automatic, you know, it doesn't.
I don't shut up.
That long to talk. But it's been a beautiful thing to witness and be a part of to see that journey grow. So I'm super, super proud of you, Automatic, for that. And
I got to tell you something. Full circle moment. On Saturday, this kid's gonna come with me to the game, and he's a dyslexic student, and he's going to get to shadow me, and we're gonna talk about how he's gonna overcome his dyslexia, and I'm working with the school right now. Yeah, so that it's gonna be a really cool thing. I'm really excited about it. It's gonna be this Saturday. So it's full circle for me. Yeah.
You could have waited till Anthony was done, but you like talking now. No worries at all. Anthony,
sorry, Ant.
Digress. Go ahead.
Sorry.
No, dude, I'm super proud, and that's exciting, and I can't wait to hear about that opportunity, and I hope that you guys get to share a good, and it's gonna be inspiring for him. And because like anybody who has any type of insecurity, no matter what it is, which is another reason why I love KC stepping up so much, the NFL player Daniel was talking about, is because you look at those NFL prospects and they're like in peak physical form. So for him to even admit that this has been a big, you know, fear of him and a big issue his whole life is just so commendable. It's so dope. It's so cool. And I'm on the opposite side.
What do you mean you're on the opposite side, Anthony? How?
Because of like my learning disabilities, speaking is kind of the only thing that like I put all my eggs into that basket. I've been talking as long as I could. I've been doing group projects and I was always a presenter in class.
Okay.
Like for me, I'm on the opposite side. If you want to see me stress and get nervous, put an algebra quiz in front of me or ask me to spell more than a 3-syllable word. But yeah, no, I'm on the opposite side where it's like all I could do was talk.
Well, all eggs in one basket or huevos have paid off for sure. I think the most important message though that KC Concepcion has delivered is that the way you speak, your accent, your stutter, whatever it is, doesn't determine your intelligence. And that's the most important message. If you want me to share this story with you, send me a DM at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
If you don't have a girls' night every 22 days, you're unhappy. That's according to science. We literally need a GNO every 22 days, or you can go into a deep, not depression, sadness.
Oh.
I never have girls' night out every 22 days. I get it like every 22 years. I feel like this is speaking
to me. I think that's a personal choice, though, because you're the one who loves to make plans, and then you're like, nah, I don't think I'm going to do that.
I get up when the clock says 3. My favorite plans are canceled plans. I'm just saying. I'm sorry.
Nobody means nothing less than a millennial person saying, let's get together soon. No.
2,000 women were surveyed by Talker Research, and by not getting together, you can start having, you can feel animosity toward your partner. You start losing sense of self.
Oh. When I was in a relationship, I yearned for my woman to get out the house. You gotta get out.
I'm way too codependent. I gotta ask this one for you, Dana. Okay, it says, pro tip. Research indicates that 78% of women feel that girls' night out is a necessity and is more beneficial than a romantic dinner date.
That's not true. That's a big lie. Who did they poll?
Instagram.
78% of women said
well,
that
their husband doesn't. Their husband's not must not know about fine dining, because Otto's a snob, and when he takes me out, I have a great time. But I have even less date nights than I do girls' nights, so that tells you something right there. We did hang out though with one of my best girlfriends yesterday and her husband, and I woke up today feeling happier than I have in a very long time. Obviously, Otto, you make me very happy. I love you. Yeah, we're so codependent. I'm not saying I'm not happy.
But she just says I depress her. But
no,
but
I woke up with a sense of ease. I was like, oh my, because
Jen is here in the
she's in the studio monitoring us right now.
And monitoring. Jen, she's here. She's on the mic.
Do you understand what I'm saying? I woke up today feeling so happy. I just got to vent and you just took it all in.
Yeah, I think that women get to just say whatever they want to say.
Yes.
Men just want like top lines. Women want nitty gritty, right? Mm. So it's kind of like a pressure valve release. You got it all off your chest.
I did. And you got it all off your chest?
Boy.
I don't even drink and I needed wine after. Anyway, when's the last time you had a girls' night out?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Eminem's been sober for such a long time, and you will not believe which artist actually helped him through and helped him maintain sobriety. I'll tell you who he is after celebrity birthdays, Anthony A.
Comedic great George Lopez celebrating his birthday, Gigi Hadid and John Cena celebrating a birthday.
Your time is up, my time is now. You can't see me, my time is now.
Eminem's been sober since April 20th of 2008.
Oh, wow.
18 years.
He went sober on 420?
Yeah, he did. He went sober on 420. He's got everybody wishing him well. Congratulations. I did not know this. Elton John is his sponsor.
Oh.
Wow.
Benny and the Jets. Yeah, we're going back to the 70s.
Because remember, there was a, like, him and Elton John had a falling out because of something he had said, and then they made amends, right?
Yes, totally. So Eminem had made a song about the LGBTQ plus community. They got together, talked about it. Elton understood it was art. Eminem was like, this has nothing to do with you. They performed together on stage.
Yeah, and the LGBTQ community got mad at Elton John.
Elton's like, no. So anyway, Elton John is also somebody who has, and what they say is they're always addicts, right?
Yeah.
And so he is Eminem's sponsor. Here is Eminem on a documentary, The Recovery, speaking on his newfound sobriety.
Recovery is probably one of the best things that's ever happened to me. I'm able to see things clear. I'm able to remember things. I mean, this is how I decided that I want to live my life, and I don't ever want to go back. I almost died, so it's like that in itself. Like, I'm not going to blow this chance.
Oh, my gosh. So what he's describing there is in 2007, he had an accidental methadone overdose, and doctors said he was about 2 hours from not making it. And when he woke up, they told him that. And that's about the age. Otto, you were kind of saying that Haley was getting older.
Yeah, right? When you started, you said 18 years ago, and she's probably 26, 27 years old. So
she's
once she
now,
started to be able to realize what was going on, that's probably what helped him get sober, was like he didn't want to do that kind of stuff in front of his kid.
Well, because kids don't do what we say. They do what we do.
And he learned all that stuff from his mother, and he probably didn't want to teach his daughter that stuff.
Yeah, it's also hard for, you know, there's almost two decades of music lovers knowing Eminem for being sober to really understand how much of an accomplishment it is. I mean, we can all recall prior to that and just everything. He was a wild man.
He was a wild man.
You're right, Anthony.
I'm not going to lie. I love the music, but I'm glad he's sober now.
My favorite Eminem song is probably I Am. I know it wasn't a big radio hit, but I love that one, and I love Stan.
Him and Elton John did that one together on stage. Yeah.
Yes, that was great, too. All right. I think him speaking on this could be great encouragement for anyone thinking about finally getting sober.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Yo, earlier, Anthony, can we revisit something? Because it's really stuck to my mind. You talked about this maid company. You're trying to cancel the subscription because they finagled
gotcha.
You into $19.99 a month to get your house clean. Turns out it's $2,000. But anyway, is it cool? I mean, you haven't canceled your subscription yet, but is it nice to have somebody come clean your house? That must be such a luxury.
You know what? I will take the moment to shout out Samantha. Yes, it has been really nice. And shout out Samantha. She came in and she cleaned up very well. And she got into the areas that I'm not good at. Like, I'm a bachelor who does very well, and I have women frequent here and there, and I've never had any complaints of odor or a messy place, but there's just some corners, dude, that I can't get to. I'm all right on the baseboards, but nah, there's just some
not like
spots
that, yeah. But when you have a girl, a lady friend over for a lady pajama party, you want the house to smell good, right? You want to open a door and it's like welcome and it's calm and not stinky bachelor.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Especially where in the areas where the light shines.
Yeah. No, I get that. I'm always looking in corners. I just thought about it. You know, my girlfriend Jen does not do laundry.
What?
Anthony, right? Even Anthony's like shocked. What? She does not have a washer and dryer in her apartment. She lives in New York. And she's dying for one. She's like, I just send it out. The people do it. I'm like, well, I would
That's
rather
what I
send
did
it out
I was
and
married
let the people
you.
Do it. Oh, Otto, I can't
my,
stand you.
For what? My entire, I don't know, from when I moved out until I moved in with you, somebody else was doing my laundry the entire time. I would take it to different laundry places. They would fold it, press it, and bring it back to me, and it was ready to put away.
So wait, you
it
mean...
It made my life so much easier, and then I didn't smell like a stinky guy because I wasn't doing my laundry.
So when I would go to your house, like Anthony has his friends over, when I would go have a ladies' pajama party with you, that was all a facade, those folded clothes in your
drawer?
Oh,
I didn't do any of those. No, yeah, they
I
are.
I thought it was you the whole
no.
time.
No, come on. I mean, you live with me now. You know it was a facade.
That's true. I would give up doing laundry. If I could, if there's one thing, but I don't know, would you send your
Dana,
intimates
why would
out?
You, I was going to say, why do you even say, I've been trying to get somebody to clean our house for over a decade.
They don't do it right.
Exactly. Can you imagine if you sent out your laundry and it didn't smell the way you wanted
nah,
it to smell?
Never mind. I'll just keep complaining about it and doing it for us. There you go.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.